whilst that's on social care, on the backlog, we heard, of course, from, again from Nadan Zahawi, of the billions that is now going to be made available. Richard Slugger, his former special advisor to Health Secretary Matt Hancock until 2019, now Programme Director of the Future Health Research Centre. If you look at it on a piece of paper, Richard, it's a vast sum of money. In reality, is it enough? Excuse me, is it enough? Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Well, I think we saw some detail on the next 6 months last night. So I think the government announced over £5 billion to clear the backlog over the next 6 months. And then we need to see the detail today for what's going to be coming down the line for the next few years. I think the danger in all this is actually, of course, is it enough? And even if you do continue to put more money in, how are you going to deliver the increased operations when there are significant pressures in the system, particularly on things like on the staff who work in it? So I think we need to see the detail later today for what comes in the next few years.
But of course, I assume, Richard, although we need this now, this isn't the end of the argument. If there are 7 million people who've not yet come forward with various health issues, we'll need another bailout further down the line.
Well, I think there is always that concern with the NHS, and this is, I think, you know, sort of the Treasury view would be that there's always money found for the NHS, and then there's always more money asked for. So I think one of the things to look out for in the announcement today is what is the NHS going to be doing to not only tackle the existing waiting list, but also to get on top of the kind of diagnosis and prevention of disease to try and reduce those pressures in the future. So that'll be worth looking out for as well.
Grateful for your time, Richard Slugger. Thank you. Former Special Advisor for Health Secretary Matt Hancock, now Programme Director, the Future Health Research Centre.